In this bulletin, coronavirus affects 60 countries across the globe as Australia records its first death. Pete Buttigieg ends his campaign for the US presidency, and new data reveals Australia's summers are getting longer. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Diamond. Three people have tested positive for coronavirus in Australia, bringing the total to 29. It follows the country's first fatality from the virus, a 78-year-old Diamond Princess cruise passenger. The man was diagnosed with the condition while at the Howard Springs quarantine facility near Darwin. All three of the new cases, two in New South Wales and one in Victoria, had recently travelled to Iran, where the outbreak of the virus has so far killed more than 50 people. New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard urges Australians to work alongside health departments.
The Australian health system, and particularly New South Wales health system, and the entire health system here in this country, is doing an extraordinary job to look after people. We would anticipate that if you do come forward, you'll be extremely well looked after. All of the state and territory health departments can only do so much. But we're confident that provided we have a partnership with the community, we'll get through this appropriately.
The Louvre in Paris has closed as tourist sites across Asia, Europe and the Middle East are deserted as coronavirus affects 60 countries. Churches have closed in South Korea, with 376 new coronavirus infections, taking the tally past 3,500 cases with 17 deaths. The number of infections in the UK has risen to 12, prompting the government to hold a planned emergency meeting. Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the virus is the government's top priority and he'll chair an emergency committee meeting to discuss the response.
We very much regret the loss of life of the individual concerned, but we think that the best thing to do is not to move people around too much in the current situation, not to repatriate, unless you can be absolutely sure that there isn't going to be a spread and a contagion to this country. So that's the principle that we're adopting.
Pete Buttigieg has pulled out of the campaign for the US presidency. The decision comes after the former mayor from Indiana was placed fourth in Saturday's South Carolina primary. The 38-year-old was one of the youngest Democratic candidates seeking the nomination. A national plastic summit aimed at reducing pollution has convened today. The summit calls for a mandate that all plastic packaging be reusable, compostable and recyclable by 2025. Director General of the Pacific Regional Environment Program, Kosi Latu, was one of 200 people in attendance. Prime Minister Scott Morrison acknowledged challenges faced in the Pacific region.
In the Pacific alone, there is an island of floating plastic waste which is nearly three times the size of France. Now, when someone first told me that, I found that hard to believe. I actually wanted to see the picture. Our Pacific family has not caused the problem, but they have to deal with it. And there, it's not just an issue of the waste itself, but how that impacts on people's health in Pacific Islands, how it impacts on their livelihoods in Pacific Island communities. And so this is a very existential challenge for the people of the Pacific.
Migrants have been warned that they'll be turned back if they choose to illegally enter Greece. Thousands of migrants rushed to the border after Turkey announced it will no longer restrain migrants from reaching Europe. The Greek Prime Minister says the country is determined to protect its borders. Polls for Israel's national elections are set to open for the third time in just 11 months. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is hoping to retain power, despite facing corruption charges, while challenger Benny Gantz is playing the character card against his opponent. Local resident Dan Even Zohar says the country needs change.
Should have quit, okay, 4 years ago, but he still want to be the Prime Minister because of the indictments and his legal status. But I think it's we need a change.
Australian summers are getting longer and winters shorter, according to two decades' worth of data. The Australia Institute has compared data for the nation's cities to a mid-20th century benchmark. The study, using Bureau of Meteorology data, found that summer temperatures are continuing for 31 days longer, while winters are 23 days shorter than the benchmark. The think tank is calling on the federal government to boost its emissions reduction plan to prevent more climate warming. We'll now look at the weather across Australia. Perth, mostly sunny, 29. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 23. Melbourne, showers and 18. Hobart, early showers, 17. Canberra, mostly sunny, 32. Wollongong, a gusty afternoon cool change, 34. Much the same in Sydney, 36. In Newcastle, hot with a cool late change, 38 degrees. Brisbane, sunny, 33. Cairns, mostly sunny, 33 degrees. And Darwin, showers and a possible storm and a top of 33. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.